People in Fiji are assessing the devastation from a powerful Category 5 cyclone. With wind gusts of up to 345 kilometres an hour, Cyclone Yasa tore through the northern island of Vanua Levu and is now moving southeast. While it's weakening, there are fears that the damage could be worse than from Cyclone Winston in 2016. Sarah Senji reports.
Torrential rain and wind gusts up to 350 kilometres an hour ripped off roofs and destroyed buildings. Residents were forced into shelters. More than 95% of Fiji's population was in the path of Tropical Cyclone Yasa, one of the most powerful storms to be measured in the South Pacific. Elisipeni Rokotinadau is the Director General of the Red Cross in Fiji.
The strong winds, the winds have basically died down, but the threats right now is just the continuing rain band. A lot of the flooding has already occurred, and the wind also brought in very strong storm surges. So a lot of the coastal areas have been flooded badly.
She's still waiting for updates, but is thankful that many people heeded advice to seek shelter before the storm struck.
Right now, what we know is people are coping.
Nathan Wales lives in the capital, Suva. His building is safe and secure, but he's worried about others more directly in the path of the Category 5 storm.
I've certainly been woken numerous times by the strong winds in particular and the heavy rainfall. Yeah, given that I live in a secure sort of modern building, it makes me think about those in Suva who don't live in these kinds of buildings.
A 30-day state of natural disaster has been declared in the country. One of the fears is that this storm will be more devastating than Cyclone Winston, which struck in 2016, destroying tens of thousands of houses and killing 43 people. The country's Prime Minister, Frank Bainimarama, addressed Fijians on social media. He said, quote, "On this same day in 2012, Fiji was enduring Cyclone Evan. Since then, we've been battered by 12 more cyclones, two of which, Winston and Yasa, are now jockeying for our hemisphere's strongest ever storm in history. This is not normal. This is a climate emergency." Elisipeni Rokotinadau from the Red Cross knows how hard it is for people in the aftermath of such a powerful storm.
We know one of the biggest things that we normally work with when we are working with communities after cyclone like this is damage to their homes, especially the homes that are not very strongly built, and that's plenty of them. Number two is water. The other thing is the diseases that come, like leptospirosis, typhoid, diarrhea and dengue. These are very common diseases that hit straight after a cyclone. And, of course, infrastructure.
How are people in Fiji feeling when they have had to face these threats so many times before?
What we found is there's a high level of anxiety with a lot of them with the cyclone approaching, because some had not really recovered from T.C. Winston. When you talk to people, all you can see just tears rolling down their eyes, anticipating what now.
Elisipeni Rokotinadau from the Red Cross, Sarah Seji with that report.